This is Earth and Sky. A chunk of methane hydrate looks like a piece of ice.
But it's really highly concentrated molecules of methane, the chief constituent of natural gas, trapped in a cage-like lattice of ice. As it melts, huge amounts of methane bubble out. These hydrates have been an isolated curiosity in the lab for a century. But in the past couple of decades, researchers have discovered vast methane hydrate deposits, sometimes several hundred meters, maybe 1,000 feet thick, in Arctic permafrost and in deep ocean sediments around most of the continents.
And that represents a lot of natural gas, some 80,000 times the current natural gas reserves, with an energy potential of more than twice that of all other fossil fuels combined. But this immense resource is costly and dangerous to recover. There are drilling problems, especially from the sea floor, where decomposing hydrates can cause underwater mudslides and even tidal waves.
And scientists are concerned that melting methane hydrates could contribute to global warming as the highly concentrated methane is released into the air. Tomorrow we'll talk to a scientist who says that it's already happened once, naturally, 55 million years ago.
Special thanks today to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation, a private foundation dedicated to advancing research and education in the chemical sciences. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.